Max.
Thanks for tuning in to Mailbox. We have again received many responses to the stories we have broadcast recently. This one comes from Vladimir Valsimbal from the United States.
In your article, 3 years on from EU accession, have Czech expectations been met? You report that most Czechs trust the Brussels politicians more than those in your own country. They're making a big mistake. The people of the Czech Republic are better off looking for leaders that are trustworthy within their own country. If you can't trust your own countrymen and women, the country is lost. Fix the things that are wrong at home and work hard to make tough times better. Do what you can for your country, because outsiders do not have the proper affection for your country and will take advantage of you at every chance.
This week we broadcast a short piece on the Interior Ministry's plan to establish neighbourhood watches. The story inspired Vic Uhlík from California to write this comment.
Neighbourhood watch groups, formalised by the police, were never effective in the neighbourhoods I lived in here in the US. Better was when adjacent neighbours exchanged both home and business telephone numbers and printed them on small pads to be kept next to their telephones. In my case, there are only 8 of us. We call each other if we see prowlers at night, see a fire, or have a door-to-door salesman we think isn't legitimate, and so on.
As usual, we have had a lot of mail from Canada, where our programs are rebroadcast on a local FM frequency. One of our listeners there is Bob Morgan.
Thanks to whatever arrangement you have with our Canadian CBC overnight, I'm able to listen to segments from Czech Radio Daily at 5:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the past 2 days, you've been interviewing an 81-year-old woman who wrote about her experiences during World War II in a book called, in English, My Lucky Star. Where can I obtain the book?
Well, I did a quick Google search and I found that the book by our interviewee, Zdenka Fantlová, is available in the well-known internet bookstores. Also, a listener from Toronto wrote in saying that she was able to obtain a copy of My Lucky Star from a local lending library and she was thoroughly taken with it. And finally, our regular listener Linda Mary Hauptmann wrote in response to the shocking story of a little boy who was tortured by his own mother, but luckily that fact was discovered by chance by a neighbour who reported it to the authorities.
I have been reading about the ongoing case with a little boy who was being abused so terribly by his mother. Sadly, we have cases like this from time to time in the United States too. What is it with some people? If they so dislike children, why do they have them? If the child misbehaves badly or the parents need help handling them, why don't they just ask for help? In light of the child abuse cases here in the United States, the Czech Republic and everywhere else, it's time to get really tough on abusers. This is a pattern that will only continue with abused children themselves becoming abusers when they have their own children because they don't know any better.
Thanks very much for all those emails and your interest in our programs. Now, as usual, here's our competition question for May. Many of you will have heard of the great English Oriental scholar T.E. Lawrence, or Lawrence of Arabia, as he's known to many. But although he's not so famous today, Lawrence's contemporary and great rival as the leading Arabist of his day was a Czech parson who travelled extensively in the Middle East in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He's perhaps best remembered for being the first Westerner to discover the Islamic monument, the Qusayr Amra Lodge in Jordan. He was also a member of the Supreme Muslim Council in Jerusalem, the personal confessor of the Habsburg Empress Zita, and a botanist who discovered several new desert flowers. We'd like to know the name of this mystery Czech. The address for your answers is, as usual, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, or English at radio.cz. The deadline is May the 31st. 4 of you who answer correctly will receive small gifts from Radio Prague. I'll be back again next Sunday. In the meantime, keep those emails coming. Bye-bye.